The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're pivoting and we are going to get right to it. The New York Times is out with a breaking news update regarding the Air India deadly plane crash. And Sam, you are not going to believe this.
270 people died. One person walked
away. I'm just going to read the story. And then if you're a pilot and you want to weigh in on the text line, please do as we head toward Festivus here at 913-586-7798. The headline reads, fuel to the Air India plane was cut off before crash.
Okay.
Subheadline reads, the focus on the fuel switches on Air India Flight 171 raised questions about the pilot's actions.
So they had accidentally hit the two fuel switches?
Try again.
They were never on?
Seconds after takeoff and before an Air India flight crashed last month, the fuel was cut off to both engines of the plane, according
to investigators late today.
In a preliminary assessment of information from the aircraft's voice and data recorders. The narrowed focus on the fuel switches on Air India Flight 171 raised questions about the pilot's actions and appear to now rule out mechanical failure or design flaws. The report says, quote, there are no recommended actions to the aircraft and engine manufacturers, Boeing or GE. Quoting here, in the cockpit voice recording, one of the pilots is heard asking the other, why did you cut off the fuel switches?
Oh, boy.
The other pilot responds, he did not. The London-bound Boeing 787 Dreamliner went down June 12th, moments after takeoff. All but one of the 242 people on board were killed.
So what do they think happened? They tried to flip the switch to bring the hydraulics up?
Sam, I don't know how to read that. Because
obviously it was a mistake.
We don't know that. Go back and look real quick between what we need to know is between takeoff and the plane going down, how many seconds was that? Because the ascent looked normal, remember? The initial takeoff looked normal. And then how many seconds was it before that plane lifted into the air and it coming down?
32 seconds.
So it's 32 seconds. What I don't see in this report yet is at what second mark were the fuel switches flipped off? Was it after they knew something catastrophic was going on? Or was it prior and cutting the fuel switches off was the catastrophic event? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I can't figure out a scenario other than an engine fire
Sam, one pilot is saying, why did you do that? It is on the voice cockpit recorder. Why did you do that?
That's why I'm thinking, because you've seen the inside of a cockpit, there are hundreds of little switches, little levers, little slides. Maybe there's a chance that this guy hadn't flown the specific jet in a while and thought that he was flipping the hydraulics up, or maybe he was messing with the flaps or trying to correct the trim. Trim wouldn't make any sense at that point, but
this says, I'm going to read it again, seconds after takeoff, but we need to know that timeline.
I was going to say 32 seconds is still seconds after takeoff.
Right. But is it five? Because what I'm trying to get at here, Sam, the closer those fuel switches were turned off, the closer to the ascent that they were turned off, like the plane just lifts up, if those were then immediately turned off, does that not suggest to you that that is what brought the plane down? They are saying there is no mechanical or electrical problem that would have to involve Boeing or GE whatsoever.
Well, how would they know that?
Well, they have the cockpit. They have the black box.
Well, I know that, but they don't have the engines to check if there was some sort of mechanical failure.
No, Sam, they have the black boxes showing that the fuel
was cut off.
Yeah. And they have the pilot saying, why did you do that?
I don't know. So, I mean, you think it was some sort of sabotage?
I think they are now looking very, very closely into whether or not this could have been sabotage. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, text line wheels up. When they bring the landing gear up, it is powered by hydraulics.
So, you know, we'll know much more about this on Monday. And apparently over in India, you know, it takes months to figure out why a plane goes down, right? Involving the NTSB here, yeah, and like all those things. Over in India, they have 30 days to release a preliminary report. That's their rule over there. That's why this just came out.
And this specific flight is exceptionally difficult to investigate because of the nature of the fiery explosion following the crash.
But they have the black box, yeah, and they have the voice cockpit recorder.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.